In what could become the single largest new revenue source in the budget, the government is considering imposing a 1.5% withholding tax on the value of imports. The tax would be collected by banks at the time of making payments to overseas suppliers. The measure, still under discussion, will be used as an enforcement tool to curb the widespread underdeclaration of import values, a senior government functionary told the Express Tribune. He said that the tax would apply to commercial importers only, who would have the right to claim adjustments against their final tax liabilities. Currently, commercial importers pay withholding tax when filing goods declarations with the Customs Department. Under the new plan, however, the tax would be deducted when the payment is made to the foreign supplier through banking channels. Sources said the Federal Board of Revenue, FBR, has briefed the International Monetary Fund, IMF, about its proposal to tax imports at three key points: upon arrival, during shipment, and at the stage of payment to exporters. While it remains unclear whether the IMF has endorsed the proposal, the plan appears to be the government's biggest attempt in the budget at hitting the next fiscal year's tax target of over 14 trillion rupees. Finance Secretary Imdad Olubosal on Thursday said there were no plans to delay the budget presentation, reiterating thrice that it would be presented on June 10. Meanwhile, the annual Plan Coordination Committee will meet on June 3, and the National Economic Council will convene on June 6 to approve macroeconomic and development plans for FY25. The proposed withholding tax would be deducted at the point of sending money abroad through letters of credit, said the sources. Banks would follow a model similar to how they deduct tax on overseas credit card payments. Fiber spokesperson Dr. Najib Memon and Chairman Rashid Langriel did not respond to queries on the matter for the purposes of this story. A recent report by the Policy Research Institute of Market Economy, PRIME, titled Combating Illicit Trade in Pakistan, estimates that the country is losing a staggering 3.4 trillion rupees annually to black market activities. Of this, nearly 30% stems from misuse of the Afghan Transit Trade Facility. These losses amount to 26% of the current fiscal year's total tax target. The report warns that illicit trade is eroding formal businesses, government revenues, and consumer safety. It highlights outdated border controls, minimal customs automation, a lack of risk-based profiling, and poor scanning technologies as key contributors to rampant smuggling. If passed by Parliament, the new withholding tax could offer the fiber a relatively easy way to collect revenue, especially since it would be implemented through banks. The tax authority has historically underperformed in areas where it must rely on its own enforcement rather than external withholding agents such as banks, provincial bodies, or employers.